At the same time, though, this poll finds more people prefer Democratic policies overall to the Republicans. There could be a big change coming in that health care debate. Sources tell CNN the White House is thinking about writing its own bill after months of letting Congress work the details. One source says the president is leaning toward dropping the so-called public option. Republican Congressman John Klein of Minnesota today says Americans are right if they're worried about the Democratic plans.
Many are concerned that Democrats' plans may cost patients the right to see their family doctor or have any input into life-altering, if not life-saving, medical treatment.
Klein delivered the weekly GOP radio internet address. In his Saturday talk, President Obama pitched changes he says will make it easier for Americans to save for retirement. One would let you direct deposit an IRA contribution from your paycheck. And remember the guy who called 911 in Georgia last week saying he just found his whole family dead? Guess what?
Police in Glenn County, Georgia, arrested a man who called 911 following the brutal killings of eight people at a mobile home park and charged him with the crimes. 22-year-old Guy Hines Jr. was arrested early Friday evening. Many family members actually found out about the arrest while at a funeral home during visitation and say they were simply shocked by this turn of events. Sean Caleb, CNN, Brunswick, Georgia.
The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Celebrate your love at the Zales Labor Day Sale and Clearance. Don't miss our biggest sale and clearance of the season with new items added throughout the store. Now through Monday, save up to 60% on select diamonds, gemstones, gold, and more. Plus, take an extra 10% off when you make your purchase using a Zales credit card. The Labor Day Sale and Clearance, now through Monday, only at Zales, America's diamond store since 1924. Subject to credit approval, some exclusions apply. Ask jewelry consultant for details.
And now this from the lawn desk. We regret to inform you your lawn is dying. We happily inform you it's natural, normal, and reversible. How? By overseeding now with Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed. Covering your entire lawn with Scott's seed will replace old grass that has naturally gone thin and dead with new grass that is lush and vibrant. And doing it now makes sure those seedlings grow deep and strong by summer. That concludes this lawn death-defying update. Learn more at scotts.com.
NATO investigators have arrived at the scene of that airstrike in northern Afghanistan. CNN's Atiya Abawi has the latest.
Local Afghan government officials have told us that 90 people have been killed, dozens of civilians and dozens of Taliban as well, and many, many more actually injured and burned by that airstrike. That happened when the Taliban hijacked those two fuel tankers, and those tankers got stuck in a riverbank. Then people started to surround it to deplete the truck of fuel for personal use.
Afghan authorities say nearly half the dead were civilians, but NATO will not confirm that. Gas prices fell half a cent overnight. AAA's Saturday morning national average stands at $2.58 a gallon for regular. A judge rejects O.J. Simpson's request that he be let out of jail on bond while he appeals his kidnapping and robbery convictions. And it's week one of the college football season. Number 5 Alabama plays number 7 Virginia Tech in Atlanta tonight. Oklahoma State hosts Georgia. This is CNN Radio.
Welcome to Law Talk with attorney Tom Ewing and co-host Bob Lewis. The information contained on Law Talk is not intended as legal advice, but to provide general understanding of the law. Persons with legal problems, including those calls or emails addressed on the air, should consult attorneys for advice on their particular circumstances. This program is intended for general knowledge and entertainment purposes only. Now, your host, attorney Tom Ewing and Bob Lewis.
Well, welcome back to Law Talk here on CNN 650. This is Tom Ewing, and I'm here with my co-host, Bob Lewis. Say good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
The title of today's program is My Credit Score is Smaller Than My Shoe Size. We're here with Alex Wathen of the Law Offices of Alex Wathen, and we're discussing credit problems and bankruptcy this week. We'll be taking your questions at 713-9-650-650 or via the web through email at questions@lawtalk650. Before we get too far into the show, I'd like to again once make some say some thank yous to some of the people who've assisted us in getting the show on the air and keeping it on the air. First is OmniPulse Media. OmniPulse does our website, and they keep track of it for us and update it. They're the ones who are responsible for the streaming audio and all of that good stuff on the site. We'd like to thank Joyce Keating, who was on our show a few weeks ago talking about employment law. We'd also like to give a big plug to Houston Lawyer Referral Service, who really performs an excellent public service here in Houston. We'd like to thank Zuniga Carter Morales McCullough, who were with us just 2 weeks ago to talk about criminal law and DWI. And lastly, a big hello and a thank you to the law firm of Smith and Hassler, who were kind enough to be on our show last week to discuss personal injury cases. One more thing we especially want to mention, and of course our thanks go out to her, the fact that the Honorable Pat Lykos, the Harris County District Attorney, has agreed to be on our show September 26th of this month, and we're really looking forward to that, aren't we, Bob?
Yes, we are.
Now it's time to cast our net far and wide and see what's in the news.
What's in the news? Well, we've had some things that were really, really important this week. A lot concerning bankruptcies and credit repair and mortgage modifications. One of the first things that came up with that personal bankruptcies were up 24% in August, which is the largest increase since 2005 before the new laws went into effect. We've got Alex Wathen from the law offices of Alex Wathen, who focuses and concentrates on consumer credit assistance and bankruptcy. Alex, what's up with the 24% increase in bankruptcies and just in the month of August?
Those of us who practice every day in bankruptcy law, we've seen a tremendous increase this whole year, ever since the economy tanked last year. You know, a lot of people are saying the economy is rebounding. I just don't believe it. They're saying, well, the negative growth rate is scaling back a little bit, but it's still negative. We're still contracting. I think we're going to have two more tough years ahead of ourselves. We have not seen the full fallout of the mortgage crisis. People are still losing jobs. It's going to get worse before it gets better, at least a couple of more years.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I just read the August unemployment rates for this year, and they were in the paper today. 9.7% unemployment across the country.
Well, that's been across the news all this week.
So,
and Alex, the other thing about that was is that they pointed out that Chapter 13 represented 28.3% of that. I mean, what in your business, what does that mean?
Well, you know, I seem to vary a lot. One month I see more Chapter 7, the other month more Chapter 13.
Can you tell us what the difference is?
Sure. There are basically two types of bankruptcies. There's the reorganization, such as 13, and then there's the liquidation, such as 7. I know that sounds really scary. Nobody's being put in front of a firing squad. In fact, in Texas, you don't really lose much of anything. Most people get to keep their properties, but that's the liquidations. 13 is a reorganization where you can keep all your property, but in return, you have to pay a certain amount of money to the unsecured creditors.
Mm.
And usually people in Texas use 13s to save a home from foreclosure, to save a car that has been repossessed and they need it back, or they want to stop it from being repossessed. But there are some people who use 13 for other reasons, such as paying taxes. But in other states, people often use 13s because 7 is not a good option because they don't have as good a state law to protect them from creditors, so they can't keep as much in a 7. But I think the main reason we're seeing 13s is mortgages that people are behind on.
Well, the laws that changed in 2005, it was meant to scale back on Chapter 13s, wasn't it, with credit card debt and things of that nature?
Actually, the intention was to force people who were in Chapter 7 into Chapter 13 and to scale back on the rich people doing the Chapter 13s by making it more expensive for them. Of course, I think the people who benefited the most are the lawyers, such as myself, from these changes. I think it's really bad social policy. The bankers that were behind that bill have not seen any discernible increase in their revenues from bankruptcies or from repayment plans under Chapter 13. They've been disappointed.
Didn't they kind of shoot themselves in the foot over that whole deal?
They really did. It was a very poorly written piece of legislation, and it's taken up a lot of resources from the appellate courts to figure out what it means. And
right.
if you have a really good attorney who knows those rules very well and figures out how to plan your case, you can still get almost everything you could on the old law. In some cases, you're even better off.
Well, you can see Alex knows quite a bit about the personal bankruptcy law. Alex, why don't you tell us a little bit about your firm?
Well, I'm an attorney based in Houston. I also have offices in Austin and San Antonio, but I'm in Houston most of the time. That's where most of my clients are. I'm located on 290 between Mangum and Tacoma, and that actually turns out to be a very good location since you can get to me right off the loop. And I represent individuals and small businesses in various bankruptcies. I do some Chapter 11s as well for businesses, but the core of my practice is representing consumers who need help with their debts, whether they want to do a 7-11 or 13, or actually I do a Chapter 12 too for a farmer if the occasion arises.
But, what's your email address or your firm's email address and your telephone number?
The easiest email address to email me at is bkinquiry@gmail.com. It's bkinquiry@gmail.com. The website is www.bkhouston.com, bkhouston.com. And
your telephone number?
My office phone is 281-999-9025. Or you can call me toll-free at 888-305-1919. And people can do a lot of stuff on my website. So if it's in the middle of the night and you want some information, it's just real easy to go online there. You can
Great.
Even make appointments and do credit counseling before you file, stuff like that. A lot of people are awake at night over their finances,
yes.
and they shouldn't have to be because you can empower yourself by finding out what your options and what your rights are.
Well, one of the other things that was in the news today was the mortgage modification fiasco that's going on right now, where in the New York Times yesterday, Judge Hines called in the senior vice president of Wells Fargo Mortgage Services because he had a person before his court, a woman before his court, who had submitted her paper to Wells Fargo three times, and Wells Fargo just didn't have any action on it. And she was before him for bankruptcy, and he called in at the senior vice president and had him explain. And of course, he said that she didn't provide one of the documents that that they had asked for, and she was able to cross examine him while he was on the stand, and come to find out, made him read to the judge what they. Paperwork that actually requested, and the document he spoke of wasn't one of the requirements. But the judge overall was saying, you know, that Wells Fargo in particular, but it's widespread, but, you know, all over. He sees this coming before his court where the banks are not doing the mortgage modifications, you know, in a timely manner, and it's causing more foreclosures and people before his court. What's up with that?
Well, that's one of the reasons our economy is as bad as it was. If we didn't already have structural problems to begin with, the whole mortgage industry is difficult. You had people that sold loans that had no interest in keeping the borrower current. They would write loans that they knew the borrower couldn't afford, that the interest rate would go up on. You never have that kind of underwriting if you are going to, as an institution, keep the loan. So these loans are really owned by investors.
Right.
And they're serviced by someone else. There's so many people involved. They just their hands are literally tied behind their back because these securities agreements that with the investors prohibit modification. So they can't modify, even if they wanted to.
Even with the foreclosure initiative from the Treasury Department? I mean, it kind of ordered that to happen, didn't it?
Well, you know, we're in our, I think, third, fourth, or fifth, I can't, program by now.
And really?
There, a few of these are supposed to restrict the ability to foreclose if they request it, but those are just temporary 30 or 60 day stops at best. They're just not doing it. They didn't do it before. They're not doing it now. I have a number of clients who they have tried to modify their loans. They have called. They get a voicemail at best, and nobody calls them back. They send in stuff, and they're told
Right.
they get letters back saying, we're terminating your request to modify because you didn't send us something when
right.
you sent it. For one, the mortgage companies are overwhelmed. They can't handle the volume of modifications. They don't even have the resources, even if they wanted to do it. But the sad truth is they don't want to do it.
No, they want to refinance it and get some more fees and, yeah. you know, and maybe a higher finance rate and so on.
Well, we'll be right back after this word from our sponsors. This is Tom Ewing. I'm here with Bob Lewis and Alex Wathen, and we're talking about credit and bankruptcy. We'll see you in a couple of minutes.
William Shatner is a paid spokesperson for Smith & Hassler.
I'm William Shatner. If you're injured in an accident that's not your fault, the insurance company may try to deny, delay, or offer to give you a lot less than what you deserve. Here in Houston, Smith & Hassler doesn't think that's acceptable. Tell the insurance company you mean business. Call Smith & Hassler, right here in Houston.
The law offices of Smith & Hassler has been representing injured victims for years. They understand the seriousness of being injured in an accident. Call 1-800-WIN-WIN-1 for a free consultation.
If you're hurt, the insurance company should never give you the runaround or less than what you're entitled to. No unfair delays, no games, no stunts. You've got an important opportunity for justice. Tell the insurance company you mean business.
Call 1-800-WIN-WIN-1. Smith & Hassler, right here in Houston. 1-800-WIN-WIN-1. You'll be taken care of.
Radio waves and memories surf. A song washes you back to the beach that fall when love was all. At work, bone tired, a whispered lyric will make you dance, inspired. And when the computer's glow at night is the only light, a voice might say the thing that makes the save. And the radio wave rolls on. Wherever you hear it, radio moves. To learn more, go to RadioHeardHere.com.
Brought to you by this radio station to remind you that radio is heard here. Radio is heard everywhere.
I present to you three of the fiercest subjects ever assembled in the Cage of Doom. Algebra 2, Foreign Languages, and Biology. Who among you will step up to their challenge?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Me too.
Sign me up.
Take on the tough classes now. You need them to prepare for college. Find out which classes you need at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Welcome back to Law Talk here on CNN 650. This is Tom Ewing. I'm here with Bob Lewis and our special guest, Alex Wathen, and we're talking about consumer credit and bankruptcy problems. If you have a problem with credit or creditors, collection agencies, you're losing sleep because you've got a lot of debt and you want to know what your options are, give us a call at 713-9-650-650, and we'll be happy to address your problems or concerns. Alex, people can reach you off the air at 281-999-9025, correct?
That's correct.
And if you're not in the immediate Houston area, Alex also has a toll-free number. That's 888-305-1919. Guys, we were talking about credit modifications and the fact that they were pretty much ordered by the Fed, and it seems like the banks and the mortgage companies just don't want to comply.
I just don't believe there's any being done. I mean, but let's say, hey, Alex, how do you spell your last name?
It's a W-A-T as in tango, H-E as in echo, N as in November.
So Wathen.
Yeah.
Is that the whiskey people?
That is the whiskey people, Wathen's Kentucky Bourbon.
Wow.
Yeah. During Prohibition, we made medicinal whiskey, and you could buy by prescription only.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you bring you samples?
You don't need a prescription now.
Let's go back to those mortgage modifications. I mean, is there any, and based on your experience, I mean, that's what you're doing all day long. I mean, you're dealing with bankruptcies and credit repair and credit card debt and people that are really, you know, in trouble. And for a lot of times, no fault of their own because of the situation. If you, you know, if I'm one day late on my credit card payment, my interest rate goes to 25%, and then they start adding on fees, and it just begins to snowball and gets out of hand. But going back to the mortgage modifications, I mean, what's going on with that?
They're just not doing them voluntarily. I mean, their hands are tied behind their backs, and all these programs.
Well, who's tying their hands if they're not doing them voluntarily?
It's their investors and also, to some extent, their management. We tried to get a mortgage modification bill passed in Congress that would require them to modify them. It would give us that ability. That's right now the only debt, the only secured debt where you really can't modify the terms of is the mortgage that's only secured on your primary residence. If you have seven houses, you can modify it on all six you don't live in, but not your primary residence.
Really? Well, that's the whole point, is the people that are in trouble on their place they're living in, like that lady from Phoenix, Arizona, she's trying to modify her mortgage and can't seem to get it done. The judge calls in the senior vice president for Wells Fargo and asks why.
It's not unusual. We have a number of mortgage lenders that have been in trouble with the bankruptcy courts here as well for dragging their feet or simply not having their information right or, in fact, improper billing or junk fees that weren't really
yes.
incurred. It's a really troubled industry, and it needs to be cleaned up. And probably the best way to do it is to allow loans to be modified. And the bill only got 45 votes in the U.S. Senate back in May, but Senator Durbin from Illinois is going to bring it up again. And I hate to say
might be too little too late. I mean, with the mortgage, with the bankruptcies up 24%, I mean, what do you do for your clients in this situation?
Well, we try to see if the lender will agree to modify them. Of course, usually they don't. So then we'll catch up in a Chapter 13 over 5 years that allows you time to repay it. As long as we file the 13 before the foreclosure sale, then we can stop the foreclosure. Of course, there are exceptions, like for people who had other cases pending in the past year. But absent anything like that, we can stop a foreclosure sale and catch up over 3 to 5 years.
Really?
And you can't modify the terms, but you can cure that way. But a lot of people have mortgages they can't even afford, even under that situation. But the earlier you go to an attorney, the better, before it piles up, before it gets more unaffordable. I still have hope that this bill will pass and help a lot of people, but most people we can still help at this point, but it would be much better if we could lower their interest rate, or if they're upside down on the mortgage, to lower the balance to the value of the home. Even here, we have a number of homes that are upside down.
All right. Well, if you just tuned in, we're sitting with Alex Wathen of the law offices of Alex Wathen, W-A-T-H-E-N. He concentrates in consumer credit assistance, but you're also board certified.
That's correct. I'm the sole survivor of the 2006 exam, and the Texas Board of Legal Specialization has a number of specializations, and consumer bankruptcy is one of them. And they rewarded me by putting me on the exam commission, so now I'm stuck with the job of writing the exam questions and grading the exam. So that's part of my volunteer efforts. But I think it's important you contribute to the community and do what you can to help out, whether it's the legal community or also volunteer work as well. But
how can they get a hold of you, Alex? How can our listeners get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of me quickest is 281-999-9025. And there's someone answering the phone around the clock if they want to make an appointment with me. Or they can just go to my website at bkhouston.com and also do the same things, in fact, even more on my website.
So I guess, did we wrap up, what can our listeners do to – is there anything they can do to modify their mortgage? I mean, it sounds like a dead issue here.
sometimes they will do it voluntarily. Like if you file Chapter 11 instead of Chapter 13, sometimes that will get
Is that the only recourse is to file bankruptcy to get your loan modified right now? It sounds like that's what you're saying.
It helps, but if you just do a regular Chapter 13, it's much harder. However, if you file a case now, if the law changes the way the bill's been written, you can still go back and modify it, and you keep your house in the meantime. Even if you can't afford your house right now, if you can at least afford the minimum payment, we could probably put you into a Chapter 13 and you buy you some time until Congress realizes that they need to pass this bill. Obviously, each situation's different, but doing nothing and losing the house is such a bad idea because the credit markets are tight. It's harder to get a mortgage than in the last – you have to go back 10, 15 years or more, maybe even 20 to find a time when it was harder to get a mortgage. So it's if you have a house, you should do whatever you need to hold on to it.
So is that why the credit chapter 13s are 28%, such a high percentage of the bankruptcies?
I think that's
protecting their homes.
It certainly accounts for all the increases. There's some other states where you have a lot of 13s, like Tennessee. If you live in Tennessee, 7 is not a good option because you can hardly keep anything. So 13 is the way to go if you live in a place like that, Tennessee. Nice place, but it's just not very debtor friendly like we are in Texas.
All right.
Well, that's nice to them. If you've got a question about credit or bankruptcy, give us a call here at CNN 650. Our phone number is 713-9-650-650. We'll be happy to let Alex address your questions, your problems, and your concerns. I've got an email here that a lady sent in. I assume it's a lady, hot bod at something. basically, what it says is that she ordered some merchandise. She never got it. The company has billed her credit card for it. She disputed the bill. She's not paying it, and the company says they're going to ruin her credit if she doesn't pay up.
Well, if she used a credit card as opposed to a debit card, in certain circumstances, if you've tried in good faith with a merchant to work it out, you don't have to pay if you send the proper notice to the credit card company. It may also be limited to purchases made within your home state or within 100 miles. That's a federal regulation. So if your situation fits that, I would certainly dispute the charge with the creditor and show them that you've tried in good faith to work it out with a merchant. And if you qualify, you will not have to pay the remaining amounts of the charges. But hopefully it was on a debit card rather than a credit card.
You're distinguishing between the two. Why is there a difference? My debit card says Visa right on it, so...
a lot of people don't know that, and debit cards can be very convenient, but that's one of the problems. The federal regulators have not given you the same protection if you use a debit card that you have as a credit card, and that's another thing we need to change. But that doesn't take an act of Congress. That's just a regulation. I think the Obama administration could do that if they made it a priority.
Wonderful.
What part of your business is actually attempting to help people repair their credit, improve their credit score, or things of that nature?
You know, I don't do the actual credit repair myself, but I refer people out to the credit repair organizations are regulated by the federal government, and there's some really bad ones out there, but there are also some really good ones. And, the Fair Credit Reporting Act requires that they delete any outdated or unverifiable information, and most credit reports have some sort of errors on them, and I think as a consumer you have the right to make sure that anything on there is verifiable, and you have the right to dispute it just on that basis alone. And there are some good places out there that can help you with that, but there are also some that really don't know what they're doing.
So how do you know if you're in that situation and you're attempting to, because a lot of times you see where these realtors are referring people to credit repair organizations to improve their credit score over a period of time so that they can I guess we'll have to get back with that.
Yeah, we'll take it up when we come back. We've also got a couple of calls holding. If you're on the phone, please stay with us until after the commercials. We'll be right back.
Celebrate your